How beautiful are the creations of mankind. The creations of the infinite are great, but the creations of mankind are pretty nice too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. How wonderful are the creations of man. We all have within us the allness, the creative genius of the universe, the wisdom that is everywhere, but we don't always use it. The divine is always using it, but we're not always using it. And then we see some of these things, as is recently sent to us, the picture of the ice sculptures wherever, it looks like Chinese writing. I couldn't read where it came from, but it could have been in North China, or it could have been in Russia.
Yeah.
It was absolutely outstanding. And I've seen it previous years, and every year they make a city out of ice. Mm-hmm. And the city out of ice is like an ancient city. And they have the Buddhas in it, and they have the people in it, and they have the animals in it, and they're all sculptured absolutely magnificent. And you think to yourself, man, sculpting it in ice is great, and I guess you can do that quite easily. But if they'd sculpture it in something permanent, you know, something that could be, they could go around the world creating cities like that, and they're quite beautiful, and they're quite marvelous, and then leave them. Now, when I was in Chicago, relics of the Chicago World's Fair was still there from the 1930s.
Wow.
And my sisters and my mother went to see the World's Fair in Chicago. And, of course, they had the ball and the spear, or wherever that was, in Chicago or New York. But it was in demonstration. It was, and when I was in Chicago, there it was. The leftovers, and that was in, not too long after that. That was in the late 40s. So, I mean, it's only 20 years. Now, here we are in California, and I don't know when the exposition was held in California, but I kind of think it was in the 30s or 40s too, and probably more like the 30s. And many of the zoo buildings, many of the buildings around the Balboa Park are from that exposition that had been held here so many years ago. And the facades of the buildings are still there, and the interior of the buildings, some of them were built very nicely, very well, and they're standing up all these years to be a benefit, you know. Now, this is what we should all consider doing, at least this is what I should consider doing in my life. Am I going to build something that I delight in now, and that can be just unfrozen, you know, and dissolved into water again? Or are my creations going to be a little more permanent, like the ones for the World's Fairs that are still around? Are my creations going to be something that are going to be eternal, because they're mental, because they're spiritual, because they're something that to me turns me on? Now, what kind of a memento, or what kind of a tradition are you going to leave behind you? What kind of a tradition am I going to leave behind me? Well, I like to have people say, golly, you certainly live unconditional love. Now, what a wonderful thing to say. Now, there are people who are gurus in India and other places, and teachers and well-known people, and they left behind a tradition of who they are. It's like people saying to me, Herb, what are you? And I said, well, I'm a philosopher. They say, well, what philosophy do you teach? And I said, I teach my own philosophy. Now, have you heard of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates and Swedenborg and many of the other people down the line? Have you heard of these great philosophers? Have you heard of these great psychologists? Why do you remember them? Not because they live somebody else's philosophy, but because they live their own philosophy. They live their own way of thinking, their own ideals, and this is what they carried out in their life. And this is what we read of today when we read of the Swedenborgian philosophy, or when we read of Plato or Socrates or any of the other marvelous people down through time, and the marvelous mathematicians. Well, just look at Leonardo da Vinci. What did he leave? He left many wonderful things, but it was him. It was his mind, it was his creation, it was his imagination, it was his intuitiveness. And what did some of the others leave? Look at the Vatican Chapel. And there you have the story of the Bible painted across the top of the Vatican Chapel. Well, now, one man executed that with the help of many helpers, but one man created that, one man determined that, one man listened to the divine within him. Obviously, he was an intuitively brilliant being. And what did he do? What was his name? Do any of you know his name?
Michelangelo.
What was his name? Quickly, please.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Michelangelo.
Oh, well, that's what I said.
Well, look, I am saying, what was his name? And I want you to say, yes, I know it is. That's what it is. It is not Leonardo da Vinci. It is not somebody else.
Michelangelo.
Well, stand up for what you believe.
Michael.
This is what Michelangelo did. He's, what?
I said Michelangelo.
Yeah, well, stand up for what you believe, because if you don't stand up for it, you will not leave any type of a memory to the world about you. They'll say, she was a weak kitten.
Yeah,
she was a nothing. She didn't even stand up for her own belief when she knew it was Michelangelo that did the Sistine Chapel. She's not going to call him Leonardo da Vinci. She's not going to call him something else. Stand up for whatever it is you are. Stand up for your philosophy, your way of thinking, and don't ever go around trying to protect anybody else in this world. Stand up for who you are. And when you stand up for who you are, then you will be known as a person of consequence. And that's what you want to be. Now, maybe you don't. Maybe you just sort of like to secretly go through life and have no one notice you, have no one notice you're there, and if that's the way you want to be, that's great. Some here in the campus are like that, secretly going through life, not wanting anybody to know that they're there, not having any opinions, not having any attitudes toward life that they want to share. And, hey, that's cool. That's cool, because more time for me to share.
For me too.
Yeah, but the thing is, do this. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Don't be Michelangelo. Don't be Leonardo da Vinci. Don't be Plato or Aristotle or Socrates. Don't be those beautiful people. Marcus Aurelius. What did he do? Quickly. Anybody. He wrote Philosopher. What did he do? He was an emperor. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes. It sure took a long time to get those things out, didn't it? Well, of course, that's history, and that's past. But if you think of these people, and you say, oh, yeah, that's right, he was, you know, you remember that. But the thing is, you should remember it by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you should stand up for who you are by yourself, not having somebody tell you what to think or what to say or what to do. Just always stand up for who you are. Now, are you a beautiful person?
Yes.
I didn't hear a yes.
Yes.
Oh, great. You too?
Yes.
When did you find that out?
Came out of the box like that.
All right. She came out of the box like that. Now, is she going to stay that way all of her life?
Of course, yes.
And is she going to hide it sometimes?
No.
Are you going to hide it sometimes?
No.
No? You're going to let it all out, let the world know how beautiful and wonderful you are. And not really the world, you're going to let yourself know.
Yeah.
You're going to be
myself and have fun.
Only.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think the great philosophers were great? By following somebody else's philosophy?
No.
They followed their own convictions their own beliefs, their own attitudes. And other people listened to those attitudes and they said, how about that? Now, Martin Luther, king, all right, step one, he had beliefs and convictions, and his people followed him. And Martin Luther, he had convictions, and he posted them on the church door. He hadn't intended to jump ship from the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church dumped him because he had a mind of his own. And, hey, that's understandable. If you're going to be in my philosophy, you better be teaching my philosophy, or else go and do whatever you want to do. Don't hang around me. And if I'm going to be in your world, I better well accept your philosophy, or else not be in your world.
Yeah.
Now, you see, none of us are in each other's world. We are all living our philosophy. And I tell you, do not follow me. Do not live my philosophy. If you say, Herb teaches, Herb says, Herb teaches, then you are nothing but nothing, you know, a wet noodle. And you have no backbone, no spine, no direction, no goal, no power, nothing about you. But when you say, this is what I believe, and you stand up for it, and, well, why do you believe it? Because I believe it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a reason for believing it. I believe it because I believe it. And, well, you can't go around without reasons for belief. That's your point of view, and you're welcome to it. But my point of view is, because I believe it, I believe it. Now, many Christians say, because Jesus said it, I believe it. Well, that's a sick way of doing it. Because Jesus said it, I thought about it. And I thought about it, and I thought, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yes. I don't believe what Jesus said. I believe what I believe. And I believe, and my belief and his belief are quite similar.
Yeah.
But is your belief exactly what Jesus believes? And the answer is 100% no. Are you walking on the water? You know, are you raising the dead? Are you doing these simple little things? You know, no. Can you? Yes.
Yeah.
But you see, that your belief is a wannabe. And so, whatever your belief is, it's at the level that you are. And don't ever say you believe what somebody else believes. You believe what you believe, and that's the important thing. Now, be yourself and have fun. It's not just a matter of freedom to go and do whatever your bodily pleasures might call upon. Be yourself and have fun means that you go and do whatever your mental attitude, whatever the highest and the best for you is, and that is what really is the wonderful thing about life. And live your own philosophy. Don't say, this is what, I like Plato's saying, I like, to thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no one. Hey, I say, to myself, if I'm true, I can be false to no one. You know, okay, that's good. Then it's mine, it's me, and make everything yours. And that's why, to be or not to be, we all say, Shakespeare! And it's not Shakespeare. That was said long before Shakespeare came along and copied it. And he didn't copy it. He heard it and made it his. And he made it his in one of his plays. Now, you're hearing it, and you say, that's a good phrase. Okay. Sylvia says to be or not to be. That is the question. Whether it is nobler. And, hey, Sylvia, you do that real well. Is that really your conviction? Yes, it is. Well, then go for it. But it used to have somebody else's name on it. Well, hey, everybody's going to put their name on it when they take it, you know. This is Ingeborg's and Sylvia's and Ellen's and Herb's. This is whoever picks it up and uses it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Herb say something like that the other day. Oh, my goodness, he must be so brilliant to say that. Well, it's just in the universal consciousness. And I am in the universal consciousness. I am the universal consciousness. I'm using it, and you are, and life is wonderful. But isn't it great?
Yes.
Be yourself and have fun. Find out who you are. And when you have a conviction, say it. Don't be so silly as to say, who is it who painted the Sistine Chapel? And Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, or some other Titan, you know, whoever it was. They all did, I'm sure, you know. they looked up there and they saw, I would have stroked this a little differently and that a little bit, but everyone's got to do it their own way. But it's you. It's you. And life is you. Because whether you like it or not, everything is God. And whether you like it or not, you are God. And whether you like it or not, you created everything and you created nothing. And whether you like it or not, you always will be doing that forever and ever and ever. Because you are. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you eternally.